I would just like to share a few points with the audience, with the brothers and sisters who have attended, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this world with a few missions, a few objectives. And they are to recite the Quran to the Ummah, to do their tazkiyah, to explain to them the tafsir of the Quran, and also to share with them the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So alhamdulillah, at the Islamic Dawah Academy, all these areas are being covered. And all these areas are being covered for everyone, young and old, male and female. We have our full-time madrasa for both boys and girls, wherein the students are able to enroll in the alim course. And during the alim course, they will be studying the translation of the Quran, they will be studying the tafsir of the Quran, and together with that, they will be also studying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the recitation of the Quran, we have tajweed courses. The students who are studying in maktab, the students who are studying in full time, they will be learning the Quran, they will be doing nazra, they will be doing hifz, and they will also be learning it with tajweed. Similarly, we have every Tuesdays classes for adults. Brothers who may come and they may improve their Quran, recitation of the Quran, they improve their tajweed and how to recite the Quran correctly. And together with that, our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah has not only limited it to these missions. Even in the field of tazkiyah, our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah highlights this and gives a very high importance to this. So even when it comes to tazkiyah, we have our monthly tazkiyah program, we have a weekly tazkiyah program. Even during madrasa, when the madrasa is running, our respected Shaykh Hafizahullah draws our attention to the importance of tazkiyah, of soul rectification, and the steps which are required in order to improve a person's soul, into ensure that a person, he spiritually progresses so that he can leave this world in the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these programs are taking place, all these facilities we have, these courses we have. Those who are able to participate in the courses, who are able to take part in these courses, benefit from these courses, they are requested that they see the responsible people after the program. They may also visit our website and they will be able to know what courses we offer, what programs we have, and to participate in that. And similarly, if we are aware of anybody who will be able to benefit, whether it be through bayans, whether it be through programs, whether it be through the lectures which are taking place, whether it be through our fatawa department we have, whether it be through the publications, books, then refer others as well. In this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, not only we will be able to improve ourselves spiritually, we will be able to help others as well. And by doing this, we will be able to participate in the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, that the best amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others. And what is the reason for this? The reason for this is that the Quran is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest of all the books. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mission was to teach the Quran, to do recitation of the Quran. So if we also participate in learning the Quran, teaching, that we are participating in the mission of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So for this reason, we will also become from the best of people. So I humbly request everybody that to pay attention to this, to participate in the programs, to benefit from the programs, and also from the courses which are available at the Islamic Da'wah Academy. Jazakumullah.